It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Anna Rocket. She's a professional soccer player, taking her talents to Copenhagen. But before that, she played her collegiate ball at Louisiana State University and also Florida International University here in the States. We'll talk about her life on the pitch. And some really great news is that she's going to be coming into the Catholic Church probably in the summer, going through RCIA. So we're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. But Anna, it's so great to have you on, and thank you for joining us from across the pond, so to speak.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I will say the time difference here is so crazy, but I appreciate you guys working with me and picking a time for me to be able to do this.
Yeah, I'm glad we worked it out, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today. So you grew up in Cary, North Carolina, and obviously soccer was your talent. You're a great athlete. So just talk about sports in general, your introduction to it, any history in your family of athletes, and how you migrated to the game of soccer.
Yeah, I think my family just grew up, revolved around sports. My grandfather played pro soccer. My dad played soccer in college. My mom played field hockey in college. So it was just, we were just always around sports from a young age, my brother and I. And I wanted to be just like my dad growing up. I did a bunch of sports, tried basketball, did track, but soccer, I just love it. And I fell in love with the teamwork, the competitiveness of it. So I started playing when I was five, and there were a couple sports that shifted in and out during my high school years, but stuck with soccer for college.
Now, soccer is a interesting sport because it demands so much time and there's so much practice. And obviously, to get recruited, you play travel soccer, so it's travel on the weekends and all that good stuff. So talk about your experience preparing for your collegiate career and that buildup that led you to becoming a collegiate player.
Yeah, definitely a big shout out to my parents and my family because it is a lot of travel. Every weekend we were traveling to games. Practices were like 30 to 45 minute drive every single day. So huge shout out to my family for providing me with that opportunity. But I think, you know, once I realized that soccer is what I wanted to do and I really wanted to commit to it, it's just doing extra trainings, like getting up in the morning before school and doing a workout, staying late after practice and getting extra touches in. It's just, once I fully committed, like, yes, this is something that I love, this is something I want to fully pursue, then it's really about giving even more of your time to that, to just really perfect that craft of it. And I just love to do it. I honestly couldn't get enough of it. If I was going over to my friend's house, I was like, oh, like, let's play soccer in the backyard. Like, let's do this around the game. So it really just became a point where my life just really started to revolve around how much I enjoyed to play soccer.
Now, I want to talk about your position because you're a defender, and obviously defenders don't score a lot of goals, but obviously a very important position because you're preventing a lot of goals, but it takes a certain mindset to be a defender and to just, have a lockdown type of mentality. But talk about how you found that position. Was there a coach that saw something in you, or you just grew and loved being a defender on the pitch?
So my dad played defense, outside back. And like I said, I really just wanted to be just like my dad growing up. So I really played outside back, winger, throughout my high school club days. And then when I got to LSU, outside back again, a little bit of winger. But honestly, once I hit the more athletic college game, I wasn't fast enough to play up top. So I shifted more as an outside back. Outside back stuck throughout college pretty much. And now in Denmark, I've actually been shifted into a center back. Mm. So yeah, which was brand new. They shifted me here. So I had trials in November. So they played me center back and they're like, oh, like this is a great fit. And I've played every game as a center back since I've been in Denmark, but I just think defense, it's such a selfless position. You have to give so much of yourself. And all I want to do is give my best for my teammates. I want to sacrifice my body, like blocking those shots. The way we play on all my teams throughout college and now especially in Denmark, we build out of the back. So as a center back in Denmark, I'm getting the ball from my goalkeeper and then it's up to me to help start the build up. So I think it's just I just like both sides, the defensive side and then the pressure of having to build out right in front of our own goal. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little nerve-wracking, a little exciting, gets my adrenaline going. So keeps things interesting.
Now, I think you touched on that, but I've heard it said that the European game is different than, say, the American game. Would you agree with that? And what is the differentiation, if there is a difference?
Yes, I would say my first couple weeks here, I was like, oh, wow. Like, we don't go long on goal kicks. We play out. It's a little bit different because I think at LSU, you see in the SEC, the more athletic style of play, the more direct, big, fast, strong players. It's more of that style. At Florida International University, where I played my last year, it was a bit of a combination. We tried to build out of the back and we did well with it. Like, we were a more possession-based team, but you did see us have to fall into more direct style of play just based on teams we were playing. And that's just the nature of the game. And I feel like in Europe, since I've been here, a lot of teams try and play. And every single goal kick, the ball's coming out to one of the center backs. And it's, can we find our outside backs? Can we find a midfielder checking down? Mm-hmm. So honestly, I think the adjustment period, like a couple weeks, I said, very nerve-wracking couple of weeks. But now that I've adjusted to it, I love it. I love getting the ball like 90% of the time when we start from goal kicks.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of touches for sure. Yeah. Blessed to play Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Anna Rocket. She's currently a professional soccer player competing in Denmark. But before that, you played for the LSU Tigers and then 1 year at Florida International University. And let's talk about soccer in the SEC, where you played 4 years, as I mentioned, for the Tigers, a competitive conference, and obviously one of the best of soccer conferences in the country. That had to be fun, just the hype with Division I soccer and playing at LSU.
LSU is, I mean, you see it now with so many sports ranking in the top teams in the country. I just think it's a great school to be at if you're an athlete. I loved all 4 years. Just the school spirit is unmatched for every single sport. I have great things to say about the atmosphere at LSU. I could be on a plane wearing an LSU jacket anywhere in the U.S. People are like, oh, go Tigers, go Tigers. It's just amazing to be a part of that sort of school spirit and that sort of fan base.
Yeah, you logged in a lot of minutes at LSU. Even in your freshman year, you played in 17 of LSU's 18 matches. You earned 7 starts. So you're always in the game. You're always part of the team, so to speak, on the field. But talk about the rivalries in soccer in the SEC and some of those games that come to mind as most special for you.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, Alabama is always going to be one of those massive games for LSU. And having that rivalry ingrained across all sports is just awesome. I think another rivalry game that was big for us, Arkansas, just the style of play that they presented was a very combative game. Like every single time we played Arkansas, I was like, all right, like it's going to be a battle tonight. So those games were always huge. I mean, most memorable games of my career, my first start as a freshman was against Navy. Mm-hmm. That I'll never forget that because, you know, you work so hard, your college to get to college in club and stuff, and your family sacrifices so much. So to get that first start, and my parents were actually at that game, it was just an amazing, amazing feeling to perform and give back to my parents and family in that way. And then another game that comes to mind is my senior night. I got my first goal. So I think my two most memorable games, my first game and then my senior night. So everything just comes full circle. It was, It was a great 4 years at LSU.
Yeah, that's some great memories for sure. And you played in the NC2A tournament as well. That had to be a great time for you and the LSU Tigers.
Yes, every single game was exciting. Every SEC game, like you ask about rivalries, obviously the Arkansas-Alabama games are a little bit more, but every SEC game just had a different level of excitement, different level of buzz from all the players from both sides. So it was just a very exciting atmosphere to be a part of.
Best to play Ron Meyer once again chatting with Anna Rocket. She's playing professional soccer in Denmark and then played collegiate ball for the LSU Tigers and went to Miami, took advantage of the COVID year and played at Florida International University. So you went from the Bayou to South Beach and you played some soccer there, but that had to be fun going for your master's degree and then playing one more year of Division I soccer at FIU. How was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, COVID, obviously it brought some challenges and unfortunate situations, but it did provide athletes an extra year of eligibility. So I was like, you know what? I've graduated from LSU. I could start my master at LSU, or I could use this opportunity that I wouldn't have had because I never redshirted to go somewhere else for a year. And so I took that opportunity and of a move. So I, going from the Bayou to Miami, I think it's clear I like that warm weather. But FIU, I would have chosen that school to transfer to 100 times over. The coaching staff, the team, the style of play. I had a great year there. And I love FIU just as much as I love LSU. So go Tigers and paws up for the Panthers, because it was a great year at FIU.
Yeah, and at FIU, Coach Garber was a new coach there, and you're coming on with experience, obviously, from your time at LSU. Did you find yourself in a mentorship role, having so much Division I collegiate experience behind you?
Yeah, I do feel, because FIU was, Coach Garber at the time, he was only at FIU for, I think, he was very new, so he had, he was just pretty much starting his rebuilding phase of FIU, and he had a very young team. So me coming in as one of the older players, I did take on more of a leadership role, mentorship role, but which was different from LSU, because you found at LSU, it was a very older team that I was graduating from. I think I graduated with nine, ten seniors, and it was a bunch of older classmen. So going into FIU, I definitely felt like, taking on my experience from LSU to FIU was just a different dynamic that I enjoyed stepping into. But I mean, being around young players is awesome because they have so much energy and so much excitement and love for the game. So I think stepping into that role at FIU was awesome because there are very talented players, young players at FIU. And we broke records this season at FIU, like I think most wins in a season in years, like most goals scored, least goals conceded. So it was a great year for FIU. I'm excited to see how they do moving forward.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk to Anna Rocket about her faith journey. She's coming into the Catholic Church, currently in the RCIA program. We'll talk more about that when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Anna Rocket. And she's quite a soccer player, folks. In fact, she's playing professionally in Denmark. But before that, she was an LSU Tiger and then 1 year at Florida International University. And we're talking to her now from where she is in Denmark. So it's a clear connection, which I'm happy about. But we talked about her athletic journey, but there's something really significant about her life, and that's her faith journey. And she's a convert, or is converting to the Catholic faith. She grew up, I believe, Episcopalian. And while she was at LSU, she was with a group called Varsity Catholic, and this helped her grow in her faith. So I don't want to take the words out of your mouth, but talk about your faith journey, how you were at LSU and you were enriched with the Catholic community there so much that you're now considering coming into the Catholic Church and planning to do so.
Yeah, definitely. I think my faith has been a major foundation of my life ever since I can remember. I think when you go to college and you hear it all the time, people are like, oh, like I went to college and yeah, like I'll go to church on Sundays, but I wasn't really focusing on God. He wasn't really the full center of my life. And I think I would go to Bible study like here and there, but you know, like you just go to college and you try and figure out who you are. And there was the Varsity Catholic organization as a Bible study leader. And she would come up to all the athletes. I think me and one of my teammates were outside a coffee shop doing homework. And she's like, hey, like I do Bible study for athletes at LSU. If you guys want to come, like it's with the Catholic Church. And in my head, I'm like, oh, like I'm not Catholic. And I was like, oh, like, thank you for asking. But like, no, but she saw me again. She asked again. And I was like, okay, let me try it. And it was just like God kept calling me back into the faith. And I think when I started going to these Varsity Catholic Bible studies and really started diving back into my faith and connecting with the Word and with God on that deeper, more intimate relationship level, I was realizing, wow, I am really putting too much of my identity into my sport. So I feel like it's just, the faith is such a beautiful thing. And when you realize like, oh, I'm putting all of my identity into this one thing, it just takes away the beauty of the thing that God has blessed you to be able to do. So I am so grateful that that Bible study leader kept reaching out and really drew me back into the faith at LSU and with the Catholic Church.
Yeah, very well said. And why don't you talk about specifically the sacraments, because they guarantee an encounter with God, but the sacraments really drew you into a deeper spiritual life.
Yeah. And so, as I got to know the Catholic faith a little bit more, started going to Catholic service or Catholic mass, I started to learn about the Eucharist and the different sacraments. And I was like learning about it, asking my Bible study leader about them. And the more I learned, the more I was around the sacraments and the Eucharist, I was like, wow, it really just provides a deeper, more intimate connection with Christ. And I just fully wanted to be a part of that, fully wanted to step into that deeper relationship with Christ. So honestly, as I am going through the RCIA program, I'm the most excited about being able to participate in the Eucharist and the sacraments once I'm brought into the Catholic faith fully.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting today with Anna Rocket, professional soccer player playing in Denmark, played her collegiate ball at LSU and also Florida International University. So Anna, we talk about on this program quite a bit identity. And I think for those of us who played, at a significant level or an elite level, that identity could be associated with how you play on the field of play. But as an athlete, it's also helpful to know that you're not just an athlete, but you are a child of God. I'm sure your faith helps you to distinguish between Anna, the soccer player, and also who you are off the pitch. Maybe you could talk about identity and how your faith assists you in a healthy identity.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's something that I'm still growing in, and something that has been so monumental in my faith journey, in my life journey, that when I was at LSU, if I had a bad game or soccer wasn't going well, it was like everything about my life was going bad, which it's not. Like, my identity is not my sport. Mm-hmm. My identity is that I am a daughter of God, and God has blessed me with this ability to play sport, and once I realized that and just gave this to God, I was like, God, you have given me this ability. You have given me the joy to do this thing. Just use me in your works, like how you want. Use me as a, use my platform to spread your love, to spread your light to the world. So once I fully committed into that, and again, I'm not perfect. I'm still growing in this. I still have to check myself, but I didn't even, honestly, I wasn't even thinking about playing professionally. Mm-hmm. And as I just kept growing in this, the opportunity at Florida International, the opportunities just kind of started falling into my lap to play after college. And I just kept praying, like, God, this is not my identity. Like, if you want me to keep playing and keep using sport as a way to spread your light to other people, then like make this work out. And obviously, you know, I work hard. I train, I do what needs to be done on the field, but it's not me that's doing this. It's God putting these opportunities into my lap, allowing me to spread his love on the field to my teammates, to the fans. So I think it's just the world of sport. I think talent of any kind that people have is a beautiful thing that if it's not used correctly can really wrap people up and bring them down. But when used for God's glory and to spread his light and his love to the people that are surrounding you within your environment and your platform, it is such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I played baseball and we had the long bus trips and we're traveling from city to city and we would always get in discussions. I think we solved the world's problems. We had to. But a lot of times faith would come up and everyone would have their different takes on it and you know, try to figure out why they exist and what this world's all about. You went from, you know, traveling with collegiate athletes and now you're with professional athletes. So talk about the interactions. Some are going to support you. Some are not going to support you. What has that been like for you adjusting to these different teammates?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as I do a daily devotional every day, I read in my Bible in the morning, I start my day in prayer, and I am very, I am vocal about my faith. And in games, I'll wear wrist tape with a cross on it. I just want to spark some sort of conversation. And I've had teammates that might agree, might not, but, you know, it sparks conversation. And it'll be like, oh, like what is this ritual? Like you wear this wrist tape, like with this cross on it with your faith, like tell me about it. And even if they're like, oh, cool, like that's awesome. Like I don't think the same thing, but you know, I respect you for doing that and sharing that with me. So I've been very fortunate to have teammates that are very, very open and willing to talk about it and willing to accept what I believe. And, you know, I'm not trying to see like immediate change in the people around me right now. But, you know, if 10 years from now, like right now, if I plant a seed that 10 years from now ends up growing and blossoming and someone ends up turning to the faith, then that's all I truly want to do. Like I had a teammate from LSU who wasn't in the faith. And like she would ask me questions sometimes like about my faith and how I deal with certain negative situations that happen in my sport or anything. And that was 3 years ago. And she called me recently and was like, just want to let you know, like, I'm starting to go to church now. Like I have questions more about the faith. So it's you may not see, mm-hmm. The change in people's hearts right away, but you just never know what seed you're planting in their hearts that God can water and that the next person that's in the faith can come and water it as well. And then, I don't know, 5-10 years from now, you may not even see the change, but they may change into the faith. And mm-hmm. That's all I ask for. That's all I pray for. Just for it to come up in conversation, to lead a life that shows God in everything that I'm doing. Because, I mean, I love to play soccer, but that's going to come to an end one day. And mm-hmm. I am a daughter of God. And that's my identity first and foremost, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, very well said. You know, those are great words and great inspiration and hope for especially young athletes listening that may not have a faith message or may have not been given a faith message in their life. I want to talk about what you do off the pitch when you just want to chill and, you know, get away from soccer and, you know, have some fun. What does Anna Rocket like to do for a diversion?
Well, in Miami, I would go to the beach or little coffee shops. We're very fortunate in Miami how close you are to just little beaches, little pool days. In Denmark, it's been an adjustment. It's very cold here.
Yeah.
But I am a sucker for coffee shops. My teammates are awesome. So we find little coffee shops, little spots to go over film together. But just exploring, since I've been in Denmark, just exploring my new environment, the travel in Europe to get around. I was in Sweden last week for an off day, took the train from Copenhagen to Sweden for 24 hours. So, it's just exploring where I am, seeing a different part of the world. You know, like I said, I wasn't planning fully. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to play sports past college. So now that I'm here, I'm like, all right, like, let's explore this new city. And the people here are so nice. So I would just say exploring wherever I am.
Yeah, that's great. And Europe is a good place to do that. Well, Anna Rocket has been our guest, playing professional soccer right now in Denmark, and will be coming into the Catholic Church, God willing, this summer. Anna, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming on and certainly learning about this extensive soccer career, which is continuing on, but also the hope within you, which is a great witness to those listening. Thank you for joining us here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Anna Rocket, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.